This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crosby's out there. He's got the puck. Carlson loads up. Shot scores! Erik Karlsson, the hero! The Pittsburgh Penguins are back in a playoff spot with an OT winner! And Sidney Crosby has 1,000 assists to boot. What a moment!
Oh, Erik Karlsson giveth, Erik Karlsson taketh, as the Penguins come back after it was tied going to overtime, obviously, but tied up because of two goals late from the Red Wings, where it seemed like, okay, Penguins, not that much time left in the third period. Cruise control. Well, this team obviously has no cruise control, like a well-oiled machine. But it was Erik Karlsson who just looked like he got lost on the ice, went behind the net on what ended up being the goal that cut it to one for Detroit. Karlsson just helped behind the net when he didn't need to, let the man wide open in front, and then unnecessarily pinched along the boards when the Penguins do not need another goal, just kind of float back there, play defense, and basically just don't let Detroit do anything to potentially capitalize. And they did. But Erik Karlsson, we saw the best and the worst that he brings to the table from him in 20 minutes. Was a part of two goals scored by the Red Wings and was the reason why the Penguins won the game on a pass from Sidney Crosby, who now has 1,000 career assists in his mighty, mighty career. It's crazy to think that 108 different players have scored a goal that have been assisted on by Sidney Crosby. It doesn't seem real. Led by, of course, Evgeny Malkin with 138. So many of those coming on the power play. Jake Gensel's second on the list, 114 goals. Nobody else is over 100. Chris Kunitz, Chris Letang, Brian Rust, Patrick Hornquist, Pascal Dupuis, Phil the Thrill, Phil Kessel, Sergei Gonchar, and Mark Recchi, the top 10. And it's crazy looking at some of these names. 108 of them. And, you know, there's a lot of perspectives to take away from last night's game, and we'll get to a lot of them. And I want your thoughts at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet at me at Austin R. Bechtold. The longevity of Sidney Crosby, and I feel like I keep saying this almost every time I'm on. He keeps knocking down doors and making new accomplishments that just make you sit back and want to appreciate it and enjoy it. That makes you just want to smile. And the fact that he's single-handedly, and yes, there are other reasons, but Sidney Crosby is the driving force. He is the reason why this team is bound for a playoff spot with three games left. Why they're in position. Still probably had to take 5 out of 6 points in these last three games. All six get you in, no doubt about it. But you're talking about names on this list like Ty Smith. Remember him for the brief little cup of coffee? Mark Streit. Scott Wilson. Andre Roy. Derek Pouliot. Guys that have just had one goal. Jason Megna. Brock McGinn. John Marino. Pio Joseph, only one goal. Marian Hossa. One goal that was assisted on by Sidney Crosby. One of my favorites, Tanner Glass. Matt Cullen, one of the catalysts on the 16-17 teams. Craig Adams, some of the guys that have scored just once, assisted by Sidney Crosby. Jeff Petrie, Evan Rodriguez. Remember whenever Rodriguez went off for a couple of weeks and people thought that he might be the next best thing since sliced bread? So some of these names are just incredible to witness and incredible to see, including one and only the great 66, Mario Lemieux. One goal. And, you know, it just makes me think about how Crosby and Lemieux, the torch was passed. It's so cool to see. I mean, the longevity that these guys have had. Crosby, Malkin, Letang, the 17, 18 years. They're breaking records. No trio has ever been together in any of the core four major sports. The NBA, the MLB, the NFL, the NHL. They broke Rivera, Posada, and Jeter. These are the guys. And they are, you know, as you can probably hear in my voice, it just tongue-ties me a little bit. The accomplishments of Sidney Crosby, and I don't know, it just makes me want to reflect and really appreciate the run that Sid is putting these Penguins on, where they were dead. They were dead a month ago. I mean, they've had a point ever since. I mean, I was at the Washington game when Jake Guentzel was traded about 20 minutes before puck drop. It was basically like everybody should have been wearing black to signal a funeral. Nobody wanted to be there. Come and sign the little address book and say, "I'm sorry for your loss, Sidney Crosby. You lost out on Jake Guentzel for the rest of the season. Traded to Carolina. He's done well since." Well, how about Michael Bunting? What a good consolation prize. He's been solid. And Crosby has found, I don't want to say the fountain of youth, because Crosby is not let down whatsoever. He's just about the same player. Now, at his age, he's not going to be scoring 50 goals. How about 41 for Sid at 36? Scored his 41st goal last night. Brian Rust has 27. Jeff Carter, a shorthanded goal. And Erik Karlsson scored his 10th in overtime, assisted from, yeah, you guessed it, Sidney Crosby. You got to keep riding Alex Nedeljkovic. The Penguins, in their last 10 games, have taken a point. They are 7-0-3. They have not lost a game in regulation in about a month. It's been since the Stars on the 22nd of March. 4-2 loss on the road. It was preceded by a Devils loss 5-2. And just think about that win against the Red Wings at home on Sunday, March 17th, 6-3. How important that looks now. As Sidney Crosby and the Penguins have willed their way, currently situated 3 games left in a wild card spot. 86 total points. The Islanders have won 6 in a row. They came back and beat Montreal in overtime, so that's big. Because the Penguins still have a chance for the third spot in the Metro. Still a shot. But it looks like the wild card might end up being where they're situated. At the same time, the Penguins went out, and the Islanders drop a point to either the Rangers or the Devils. You're talking about a much different situation because Penn's Islanders on the island on Wednesday could be for a wild card spot, could be for third in the Metro. So I just continue to sit back and soak it in and just enjoy what Sidney Crosby continues to provide us, because it's not going to last forever. It's not. It might seem like it now, and how rejuvenated it is to watch the Penguins again, and how exciting it is to watch this team play during this mini run that truly none of us saw coming. I mean, if you did, truthfully, tip of the cap to you. But I never thought this was a possibility. And they didn't play necessarily all that well yesterday, especially in the third period. They were not good. They did get, as Sportsnet Pittsburgh is replaying the game, the Jeff Carter goal was 16:28 to go shorthanded. But since then, it was an uphill battle just to hold on. It felt like the Penguins were still having their pedal on the gas, their foot on the gas, which is a good thing, but was not playing, because sometimes, you know, they get too conservative and they just decide to go play defense, not do anything to, you know, practically try to propel themselves to keep scoring goals and basically deliver the last knockout punch. But at the same time, you can do that and play smart. And Erik Karlsson was part of the reason why, and that's, you knew there were going to be goods with Erik Karlsson, but you knew there was going to be a lot of bads, because he's not a good defenseman. He's an offensive defenseman. He's basically an adopted forward playing defense, because he's not that good at that defense thing, at defending. 6-5, the final. The power play, again, didn't really do much. And you thought with the Penguins, what, 5-12 coming into this game in overtime? Now 6-12. That could have been the bugaboo again. They held on. And they had the Islanders coming up. They took care of business against Washington down the stretch. They took care of business against the Red Wings in the last month. Now they get the Bruins and the Preds at home before going to the island. You know, you got to take 1 point against Boston. I think the Pens should be okay against Nashville. Good team out in the West. Final home regular season game of the year. And then at the Islanders, possibility that the Islanders have a spot already locked up. How much would they gonna be? Are they going to be playing for? Is it for seeding or not? Considering the run that the Islanders are on right now, 8-2 in their last 10. And again, winners of 6 in a row. It's curious to see what happens. 412-928-9370, the Fan Early Morning Show, is presented by CGR Wholesale, the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. It's where the Average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. And also Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. Check out sunchevy.com. Jared Jones shoved again last night, but the Penguins lost. Penguins. The Pirates lost again. Back-to-back games after David Bednar blew his third save. It was Jared Jones not being able to get much help. One run scored. It came late in the game for the Pirates in the ninth when, well, things were pretty much over to begin with. Colin Holderman gave up a two-run home run after yet another Bucko blunder in the outfield. Edward Olivares and Michael A. Taylor running into each other. Not a collision, but Olivares calling off Taylor and then not catching the ball. Defense has been a significant issue. But again, Sidney Crosby, 1,000 career assists. He's one of 14 players in NHL history to record 1,000 career assists. And he did it as the seventh fastest to do it. In 1,269 games, more than Raymond Bourque. And the only people, the only players that did it before him, the likes of Ron Francis, Paul Coffey, Mario Lemieux, and oh yeah, Wayne Gretzky. It's just a pretty impressive stuff. Sidney Crosby's the first player to enter the NHL's top 10 points list since the man whose jersey was retired to the rafters earlier this year, Jaromir Jagr, did so 16 years ago, February 19, 2008. 412-928-9370. You want to marvel in Sidney Crosby's greatness and what he's doing for this Penguins team right now, bringing them back from the dead and primed potentially for a playoff spot? Jared Jones and the Buccos, we'll get to them. And much more, as the draft is now less than 2 weeks away. What should the Steelers do? Fielding your thoughts, you can tweet me at Austin R. Bechtold, and you can call in 412-928-9370. It's the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe, Sports Radio 93.7 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Austin Bechtold with you. The day after the Pirates have dropped their second game in a row. First one to the Phillies. It's the first of a four-game set in Philadelphia. So Jared Jones pitched yesterday. And again, he looked pretty lights out. And until he pitched into the seventh inning, because his pitch count was low. And as we know with Martin Perez earlier this week, pitch counts and innings and all that fun stuff with numbers can sometimes be a factor. But it was not with Jared Jones being able to go into the seventh inning. Jones gave up one run through six. It was just a solo home run. His final line was 6 1/3, 6 hits, 3 runs. The almighty no walks and 8 strikeouts. That brings his season total. On the year, Jones has pitched in 18 total innings. 8 earned runs, 2 walks, 25 strikeouts. It amounts to a 4 ERA. Okay, who cares? He's got an 0.94 whip. The results are there. It's early in the season. That ERA will continue to just play down in the more starts that he has. A little concerned with the 4 home runs. 2 solo shots hit by the Baltimore Orioles. 1 was hit off of them in the game against Philadelphia and the other one coming against Miami. But he got to the seventh. And yes, it got away from him. He made his third MLB start. 6 strong innings. The ability to pitch into the seventh. I mean, it's impressive. No walks in his last 2 games. And I do really have optimism for Jones and Skeens. Because, you know, it could have been an aberration. Remember Nick Kingham came up and threw like 6 innings of like no hit ball, perfect ball, whatever it was. He looked dominant. And Nick Kingham was not like a big-time prospect. But he was somebody who was viewed in the Pirates organization as a guy that could help them in the rotation as probably a back-end of the rotation starter. Jared Jones, maybe a middle-of-the-rotation type of guy. He looks like he can be, with his stuff, a front-end guy. 15 whiffs on 85 pitches. Including the 8 strikeouts, where he just continues to make hitters look dumb, look foolish. And he had 58 swings and misses. 58 this season. That is the most by a pitcher in his first 3 career starts in the pitch tracking era, which is dating back to 2008. The previous record, Griffin Caning, with 52. Yeah, Jones, 58, 6 more. Now, Griffin Caning's career has not skyrocketed and taken off to become something fantastic and a budding star like people think Jared Jones at this point. Oh, could he project to be? But him and Paul Skeens at the top of a rotation with the $77 million man and Mitch Keller, it makes you wonder and it makes you think. At the same time, I do wonder about the bullpen and the decisions that Derek Shelton's going to make. He came on this very station yesterday with Joe Starkey and said, yes, David Bednar will remain the closer. He would have been the guy if the Pirates had the lead in the ninth inning yesterday, and it was not the case. But it's safe to assume, well, not even have to assume, he confirmed it unequivocally, that David Bednar will remain the closer. He is the guy. And I understand, from their perspective, why they're sticking with him. But to steal a good old baseball phrase and a baseball reference, strike three, you're out, David. And I like him a lot. I really do. I'm a big David Bednar fan. Not just because he's from Pittsburgh. I like his attitude, his swagger, what he brings to the mound, how he's able to pump 97 in and flip a curveball and get hitters out. But he can't flip the curveball in right now. It's not working. He's trying to place the ball. At least it seems like to me. Look, I'm not no pitching guru. I'm not the pitching ninja. I won't pretend to be Oscar Marin. But just the eye test, which is, I mean, think about it. In all sports, Sidney Crosby should be in the conversation for the Hart Trophy. Why is he not? Well, the Penguins didn't run away with this season and make the playoffs like so many other good teams. And guys like Connor McDavid exists. And Austin Matthews is trying to score 70. Stuff like that. But in terms of the Bucks and the bullpen and managing David Bednar, you have Aroldis Chapman, one of the best closers of all time, maybe even a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying put David Bednar in the minors. I'm not saying you completely diminish his role to a guy that comes in when the Pirates are losing by four. But he had a lat issue in spring. He was rushed back, partly, I'm sure, because Colin Holderman and Carmen Majinski were not healthy. Holderman's back, gave up a two-run shot last night. Carmen Majinski was demoted to AAA. Seems like, from the comments that Derek Shelton said, he's got to earn his way back. For me, it feels like it's basically a rehab, an extended rehab assignment. Get right, make sure you're good, and then we'll call you back up in a couple of weeks. Because he is one of the best five guys in the Pirates bullpen, unequivocally, right now. Even though the bullpen has had success, Carmen Majinski's former first-round pick is one of their best guys. And that's not because he's a former first-round pick. It's because he can throw 95, 96 and has good breaking pitches and knows how to command his fastball. Something that David Bednar is not doing right now. It is okay to have great feelings for David Bednar. Really like David Bednar. Like that you got the Renegade bobblehead that plays Renegade last year during Yinzerpalooza against, yes, Philadelphia. At the same time, admit that he needs some downtime. He needs some time to just be able to work on things, focus on his mechanics. He hit two batters and a blown save in his last outing against Detroit. It doesn't look good. Nobody can deny that. He's not the David Bednar that we've known the last 2 years as an all-star. An easy choice last year. So as easy it is and fun it is to watch Sidney Crosby right now, it should be as easy as a decision to move David Bednar to another role. And if the Pirates think that that is going to completely screw up and mess with his confidence, can't that be a conversation to be had? I mean, it seems like it should be a realistic possibility that is being brushed off and pushed aside and like the Pirates of a couple years ago when they didn't have anybody in the bullpen that was remotely worth being in the ninth other than David Bednar. But now you have Aroldis Chapman. Colin Holderman is a quality reliever. I like him in the eighth. I'm great with him in the seventh. Maybe not a closer. But you have Chapman. And you have other guys that perform well. Yeah, Dari Moretta's out for the year. Ryan Barucki's currently out. The bullpen is not as good as it looked a couple weeks ago. It's not as good as it looked entering spring training, of course. You can trust David Bednar. You can trust him to be the closer. Just not right now. He doesn't have the command. And the Pirates have said he's healthy. Well, I would have put him on the IL. If it's the lat soreness, whatever. Maybe David Bednar has some discomfort that happened the day after the game, or maybe he has discomfort now, wherever it might be, because something's happening with him. He's not 100%. That's obvious. And it's okay to be able to work with Bednar. And again, we're not putting him in AAA, Pirates. Like, you can make a decision on Bednar. Still be with the big league team and work things out with Oscar Marin. But let him breathe. Let him slow down a little bit. He needs a little bit of time to get his feet under him again. And it seems like to me that's just kind of obvious. 412-928-9370. Penguins? Man, I didn't think they were going to get in. And I still don't know. No, my prediction a couple weeks ago was that they wouldn't. I don't like to be a flip-flopper. I'll say this. If they take a point from Boston, they will get in. That is my official prediction. And also, Sidney Crosby's got 19 points since March 24th. That's first in the NHL. 8 goals, 11 assists. The pre-show's next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.